The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to another episode of the Dose of Leadership podcast, the show that brings you inspiring and educational interviews with today's most relevant and motivating leaders. Each episode is dedicated to highlight real-life leadership and influence experts who dedicate their lives to the pursuit of the truth, common sense, and courageous leadership. And now, here's your host, Richard Ryerson.
Hey, welcome to Dose of Leadership. So happy you're tuning into the show. Man, it's been a long time since I released an episode. I apologize for that, but I've taken a little sabbatical, seeing where I'm going to take this show, pivot this show. More solo episodes are coming this way, but I also got a lot of great guests talking about leadership, life and leadership here on this show. So thank you for your patience and keep looking forward to more episodes coming forth. On this Friday, I'm releasing another solo episode talking about the four C's of leadership. It's something I've talked about extensively on the show over the last 5 years, but it's time to revisit it. I did three speeches this week in three different cities, and it was a whiz-bang week talking about leadership, and I get a lot of feedback, and it resonates a lot when I talk about these four C's. It's something I came up with because when I first got exposed to leadership, or at least I don't know, 28 years ago, I guess it was this summer, when I went to officer candidate school for the first time for the Marine Corps, I heard this term, this phrase that stuck with me. When I got off that bus, and as you can imagine, that drill instructor yelling in my face, saying, "Who do you think you are? Why do you think you can be a leader of Marines? I mean, look at you." And he's berating me, right? He goes, "Why do you think you can lead my Marines? I mean, look at you. You have no command presence, and you have to have command presence if you're going to lead my Marines." And I remember thinking at that time, that term was so heavy, and I think of that word command presence, and it generates these images of a larger-than-life figure, someone like John Wayne that could walk into a room and command respect immediately just because of these charismatic qualities that you possess. And I wanted those charismatic qualities so bad. But I came to learn over time that charisma really wasn't what was driving command presence. I mean, at the time, I was thinking you needed to be 6'4", square jaw, booming voice, this type A personality. Again, someone that would walk into a room and people would immediately want to follow you because you looked the part. Well, unfortunately, I think a lot of charismatic qualities are almost God-given in the sense, in this way, that I think a lot of times we don't put ourselves in a leadership role or we don't see ourselves as leaders because we're focused on what we stereotypical think leaders should be, charismatic-wise. And then when we do want to take the risk of getting in the leadership game, we erroneously focus on how to change our charismatic qualities. And what I've tend to find, and this was, I include myself in this, is that we are inauthentic in our pursuit of leadership. Because you see, I think it's less about charisma. If you have charisma authentically, that's great. But look, back then, I mean, I weighed 120 pounds. I was not an imposing figure. I'm 5'9", 120. My voice is my voice. My quirks are my quirks. I am who I am. And no matter how hard I try, I can't be something that I'm not. And that's not what people are looking for in a leader anyway. And I come to find over time that command presence is less about charismatic qualities, and it's more about these four C's that I'm going to share with you here. That first C is being composed. Leaders who have a tremendous sense of command presence are always composed in every situation. They have this calmness. They may feel like mush on the inside. They may be fearful, but you're not going to know it because they're always composed in every situation. And people want that. They are attracted to that. The second C is that they're confident. Not only they're confident in themselves, but they're confident in the people that they're accountable for. The third C is consistent. They're consistent in everything that they do, how they treat people, and most importantly, how they treat themselves and the habits that they form every day to constantly improve and become better leaders themselves. And the fourth C is courageous. Every leader at some point is going to have to face the fear and uncertainty that is always present. Fear and uncertainty gives leaders job security. And at some point, to deal with this fear and uncertainty, you have to make courageous choices. So those are the four C's: composed, confident, consistent, and courageous. Now think about those four C's. No matter what God gifted you or however your charismatic qualities are, you can do something every single day. Every single day you can do something to improve yourself. You can become more composed in stressful situations. You can be more consistent in everything that you do, both personally with your own habits and how you treat people. You can certainly choose to be more confident in yourself and the others that you lead. And the fourth one, you can certainly choose to be courageous every single day. You can do something every single day to try to improve in one of those four aspects of leadership. And it has little or anything to do with charismatic qualities. Think about that. And I would tend to argue that if you spent the rest of your life from here on out until the day that you die trying to improve in one of those four aspects of being more composed, confident, consistent, and courageous, a natural, authentic charisma is going to be born. And it's going to be authentically you. Quirks, idiosyncrasies, warts, and all. So it's less about internally thinking about what am I going to do to improve my image as a leader, and instead it becomes what can I do externally to become the leader that someone needs today. And that's the beauty of leadership. It's amazing when I ask in these three presentations that I did this week, I was in front, if you added up all three presentations, how many people I was in front of? I was in front of 250 people total. And I asked all three groups at some point in my presentation, who in here considers themselves to be a leader? In one room where there was 75 people plus, one person raised their hand. In the other two rooms, I don't know, less than 5%, maybe even 3% raised their hands. It's astonishing to me. I understand that, though, because I would be the same one if I was reversed and I wasn't as passionate about leadership now. You know, 25, 30 years ago, if you had asked me that question, I would have said I wouldn't have raised my hand either. Because we don't see ourselves as leaders. But the reality is, you don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to sign up for anything. You don't have to listen to the show. You don't have to hire anybody as a coach. You don't have to get an accreditation. You don't have to get a certain salary position. You don't have to get a certain title. You don't have to do any of that to start making an impact as a leader. You have all the tools that you need right now, today, to be the leader that someone needs today. Leadership is so less about what you think of yourself, and instead, it's about what others think of you and what you can accomplish together as an organization, as a team. That knowledge in itself gives you the freedom to start looking at leadership in a different light. Stop waiting for the right opportunity, for the next job title, for the next position, for the next experience level, to start making an impact on the leadership front. Leadership is about influence, nothing more, nothing less. And that influence means you can choose to add value to any situation. If you doubt that you are capable of being a leader, then let me ask you this question. Is there at least one person in your life right now who is looking to you for influence and guidance? Can you think of at least one? 100% guarantee that there is someone that's looking to you for leadership right now. So you owe it to that someone, to that team, to that organization, to be the leader that they need. Focus on being more composed in stressful situations, more confident with yourself, destroying limiting beliefs and self-doubt. Do something today and every single day. Be intentional about being consistent in how you treat others, and most importantly, the intentional introspective habits that you need to develop to be the leader that you need to be. And fourth, make sure that you choose to be courageous. So listen to that gut. Listen to your heart. When you find that your stomach's tight, when you find that your throat is tightening up, listen to that as a blessing, as something that you probably should be pursuing. Every single day, for the rest of your life, do something to become more composed, confident, consistent, and courageous. And you're well on your way to becoming that leader of influence that someone needs today. I hope you're getting some value out of this short solo episode. It's great to be back on the air with you on Dose of Leadership. If you're finding some value, please reach out to me. Go to doseofleadership.com. Fill out the contact form. Let me know where you're at. Reach out to me on LinkedIn, or just simply send me an email to richard@doseofleadership.com. Let me know where you're at in your leadership journey. And as always, I'm putting a lot of effort. I just finished my 15th class of my Legacy Leader Blueprint course. It's a perfect course for your organization where you can take up to 5 to 10 of your high performers, your up-and-coming leaders in your organization, to plant the seeds of leadership, to learn how to learn the leadership fundamentals, lead others, lead yourself, and advanced leadership topics where you can plant the seeds of a leadership culture and start turning your culture around and becoming that decentralized culture of leadership that can start to make an impact and break through the cycles of mediocrity. You can learn more at doseofleadership.com and click on the Legacy Leader Blueprint link. You can read testimonials. You can look at a video that I created that shows you all the insights of what you would get about being in that course. Not only with 20 videos, you would get 4 interactive coaching sessions with me, plus 1 bonus introductory sessions to me to learn about what you want to get out of this course, all for $350 a seat. It doesn't break the bank. It doesn't take up a lot of your time, and it's flexible around your busy schedule. All right? I look forward to hearing from you. All right, thanks for being a fan of Dose of Leadership. And until next time, make sure that you're intentional about being more composed, confident, consistent, and courageous. Hey, thanks for tuning into the show. Go to richardryerson.com or doseofleadership.com and fill out the contact page and reach out to me. Let me know where you're at your leadership journey. Also, if you want access to my brand new online leadership course to help become a better leader, go to legacyleaderblueprint.com. Fill out your email and you gain access to a free 12-minute video that will reveal the top secrets of leadership and also show you how you can gain access, exclusive access, to my online leadership course. That's legacyleaderblueprint.com. Hope to see you on the inside. Thanks for tuning into the show.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.